All right, we're going live. We're going to answer a few questions and we're going to discuss something that hopefully you guys can take and use at work tonight that will help you keep your eyes open and interdict some crime, whatever it may be. So the first thing we're going to do is yesterday I posted a trap picture of a, well, not a trap picture. It was a picture that I stole from another, from Trapvine, because I asked teacher if I could take the picture, put it in the group. But it was about three guns that were found in an air cleaner of a car. And really, you should be checking under the hoods of cars. And the question that was posed to me was, what case law supports this? Is under the hood treated like a trunk of a vehicle? And I replied to TJ Tomlinson. TJ, I hope you're watching, because this is your video. Dog indicates, and I wrote back, the dog indicates or consent to search will allow this. Generally, this would be tough unless you could attach the PC to under the hood. But it's a simple fix, hence why I'm adamant about getting consent to search to even with PC. And then Lewis David wrote, because he's new to the group and doesn't know how I'm going to answer this, and I've answered this quite a few times, but that's okay, Lou. I see everybody's breaking your balls now. Are you okay with asking for consent to search? Consent, and the driver says no, and you search only because you have PC. Dennis, what are your thoughts on that? Because for me, I think, which is your first mistake, because you don't need to think. You're not the judge, the jury, and you're playing the game. You're playing the game backwards. Okay, so stop thinking that far along. This, where your opinions screw you all up. I think if you have RAS, your opinion, ask for that consent. If you have PC, go for the PC. I get your justification, but just seems messy when it comes to report time. Just my opinion. Of course, it's your opinion. And let's address that. So here's how it goes. You have PC to search the car. Remember, it your PC ties to where you're allowed to search. I've quoted a lot of different cases before that say you can do certain PC searches, and they're tied with certain things. A lot of cases that I talked about, the odor of burnt marijuana, the odor of raw marijuana emanating from a trunk. And the fact is, it's really hard, going to be hard to tie into some kind of PC that's going to allow you to search under the hood. So how do you fix that? You ask for consent to search. If they deny it, and you think there's a place that you can't get to with the PC that you have, you can always call for a canine unit. With a canine indication, then you can search the entire car, including under the hood, bumper to bumper. And we go back to that thought where we had the Peña Flores days and the days where you needed to call for a search warrant or had to tow the car in and get a search warrant, and a dog indicated and gave that probable cause to search car. The judge never said to you, dog indicated on front right quarter panel, that's the only place you can search. No, when the dog indicates, I mean, a lot of people are, hold on, let me just check this out. We're back. So to make sure that, because I've not seen a lot of viewers on here, it's probably the time of day. It's 6:16 on a Friday and a hot day. Everybody's probably out humping a shitload of calls. But when the dog indicates, you get the whole car. It's not like when you get the warrant, did the warrant ever say from a judge, dog hit on front right quarter panel, that's where you're allowed to search. No, you get the whole car. And if you ever ask for consent to search and you're denied and you search anyway, if it ever came to court, I think a really nice answer to a defense attorney would be, or your sergeants or your lieutenants, and it's a truthful one, hey, I didn't know how far I could search the car. I did not want to violate your client, the defendant's rights, so I asked him for consent to search. Well, he denied consent to search, so what did you search? Well, I searched what I believed I could search. I searched the interior compartment of the car, or I searched the interior in the trunk, but I really wanted to look under the hood. And if he, okay, so let's say he gave you consent. Now, officer, if he would have denied consent, what would have been your next step? I would have called for a canine unit. And if the dog would have alerted for the presence of narcotics, I would be able to search the whole thing. So really, those are real simple answers there. And they're good. They're legitimate explanations. It's not a trickery game. I'm telling you, I always tell you to ask for consent to search because I want you to have that safety net. Because if you have a PC that allows you to search your passenger compartment and you go into your trunk and you find things, it's going to be suppressed. I'm sure there's people in this group who can attest to suppressions on searches such as that. Two ways to fix it. Consent, dog. I guess three, search warrant. But we're not going for search warrants. We're not doing that on cold stops. We're just not doing that. Please stop the madness. And the other thing I want to talk to you guys tonight about is I don't know if you're watching any of these things on National Geographic or Vice Network that come out when they're like doing these underground black market stuff. And they're showing really good stuff to watch to figure out what the mentality is behind a lot of drug dealers, money launderers, and all this stuff. And they had a hope they held an episode on Trapped Out Cars. I don't work for these people. I don't care. There's just good stuff for me to watch. But one thing that I saw a lot of was they would meet. I would actually catch and interdict a lot of crime in parking lots of commercial places like Best Buy, Sam's Club, ShopRite. People are meeting up in these places to blend in. You got to pay attention who's in this. Maybe you're driving through the parking lot. You're seeing some people sitting in a car for a prolonged period of time. Maybe they're waiting to meet up with somebody for an exchange of some kind of currency or narcotics or any kind of stolen material. May have somebody sitting waiting for somebody who's committing a theft inside, maybe a credit card fraud. So really a lot of good stuff going on in big shopping plazas where people are trying to blend in or committing some kind of fraud or crime. Quite a lot of people doing that. And if you have those complexes in your town, you may not just come across just shoplifters, you may come across more than that. So take a look in those parking lots, always a good place. If you're working a detail, man, there's a lot of stuff going on in those areas. So anything I could do for you, reach out to me. That's today's video. Hopefully you guys got a little something out of it. And don't be afraid to ask for consent to search. I always tell everybody the same thing. We had to do it. And you know what everybody said to us when we asked for consent to search? Okay, I'll sign the paper. You'll find that like 99 out of 100 people will sign the consent to search paper, especially when you have them dead to rights, especially when you're smelling weed or we have some real good probable cause and they're whatever it may be. So guys, have a good night. Oh, you know what? Another question was posed to me yesterday by another guy. He said, hey, when we pulled the car over, we had a guy step out with a bag of weed. He handed it to us. They proceeded to search the rest of his car. Was that good to go? Yes, that's good to go. You're good there. You're obviously going to have the residual smell in the car authorizing you to. The PC came out of the car. Had, you know, there's another case that says a guy was taken out of a car that he pops for a warrant. They find like heroin on him. And they said, going back into the car, you didn't have PC to go search the car with the heroin on him. So if you get concerned, you could always ask for consent or you could always call for a dog. So if, when you're in doubt and you're unsure, those are two options that are really good things. They'll cover you and it's great. So have a good night, guys. I'll be back here hopefully tomorrow, if not Sunday. So I'll see you.